Black as Iron by Jeremy,
Shigley,
Mary,
Tobias,
Seamus,
and Ian.
The year was 1840. A letter from Elroy Edgefield, who had to buy his freedom. His wife, Elijah, was still a slave.
Dear Elijah, I have managed to salvage some money as a blacksmith by making some horseshoes up here in the north. Maybe next month I will have acquired enough funds to free you. I cannot wait to see you. I have thought about you every day, and I have longed to see you every second since I left. It has taken some time for me to get enough money even worth mentioning to you, but now I have, and I plan to bring you to a new life here in the north.
Oh, Elroy, I have longed for months to see you as well. The days have been long and rough down in the south. I have no free time. Even so, I spend it all thinking about you and our new life in the north. I know it's been hard for you working all day, and I know you need my help, but I've had no rest for several months, and I may need some time to rest before I can be the best wife I can be.
Elroy went to work at his blacksmith job and got confronted by his boss.
You're being a late lounging mutt. Get to work, Elroy.
It's Elroy.
Get to work at the forge or you're fired, Mr. Lounger.
Yes, sir. I will get to work.
After a time, a man marched into the store with an arrogant air about him.
May I speak to somebody who works here?
Of course. How could I help?
No, I mean somebody who has the brain capacity to understand what I need.
Calm down, sir. I assure you, I may be able to assist you.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that there was blacks with no masters who could do enough to help me.
Pardon me, then, but as I am the only employee at the present, I am inclined to help you.
So be it, but I promise you, if I find your work to be less than satisfactory, I will ensure that you will lose your job and all your worldly possessions. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir, and I will do my utmost to go beyond that.
After the day's working hours had ended, Elroy went home.
Go home, Elroy, and be a lounging muttman like the one you are at work. At least you won't be causing me problems.
Elroy, it's Elroy.
You say something? If you got something to say, say it!
It was nothing, sir. Nothing.
The next day, Elroy wakes up to see all of his belongings gone. Elroy was robbed. He couldn't even bring it up with the authorities because of his race.
What will I do? My word means nothing in the eye of the law.
Elroy could do nothing but watch his life works disappear in front of his eyes. He felt like he would never be capable of freeing his family.
What am I going to do now? I must earn enough money to buy my family back, and I will not stop. No matter how long I need to work, even if the world hates me, I will finish this, just for my family.
And Elroy would work for the rest of his life, if it came to it, until he could get his family back.